Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we continue to roll along with the fastest 2 hours in radio. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Love hearing from you. Join us online at Twitter, at @eRadioSports. And once again, it is time for a change-up. We're now going to focus our attention on the AL East and those Boston Red Sox. And how about in 2013, the Red Sox, they capture the franchise's third World Series title. It was their third win since 2004. And without question, I mean, there's so many great storylines. It played such a huge role in helping the city of Boston heal and move forward from the bombings. So in our history lesson tonight, we're going to flip back the calendar 10 years ago when Boston finally was able to embrace a very happy ending as they had thirsted mightily 86 long years for a world championship. I'm looking so forward to our next conversation as we have invited on Alan Wood. He is the author of his new book, Don't Let Us Win Tonight, an oral history of the 2004 Boston Red Sox Impossible Playoff Run. It is a compelling read. Hello, Alan. It's good to have you with us at YSR.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know that baseball fans are certainly going to love this book because it is not just for the diehard Red Sox fans. I mean, it was so inspirational for me just to go through this and just really this seemingly impossible postseason, how it unfolded. I know I've kind of set the stage. Just kind of take it from there and just how it all just came together.
It is amazing how it all came together, especially the ALCS against the Yankees, with the Red Sox being down, losing the first three games, and needing to win four in a row, or else their season was over. In talking to the players, my co-author Bill Nowlin and I talked to almost everybody on the roster, so we got to hear from a lot of players who hadn't really spoken about the 2004. Postseason since it happened.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, we've heard from Dave Roberts and David Ortiz and Curt Schilling kind of periodically through the years, but there's a lot of players like Mark Bellhorn, Derek Lowe, Curtis Laskanik, who played very key roles throughout the postseason who we haven't heard from. And we tried our best to kind of take you through the three series against the Angels, the Yankees, and the Cardinals. But really give the players the stage and try to get out of the way, so to speak, and let them tell their stories.
And I want to hear what their stories were in terms of, especially with that Yankee series. I mean, things looked so bleak for Boston. I mean, they trailed in the series down 3-0. I mean, one loss away from a long, cold winter. How were they able to finally turn things around?
They really believed in themselves and believed that they could do it. A lot of players told us that, and it didn't really seem like something said in hindsight either. After that horrible 19-8 loss in Game 3, they still were upbeat. I guess they really took it one game at a time. I mean, that's really a cliche, I think, but we really see it pay off here. Because, to come in the next day and think we have to win four games, like it's an insurmountable mountain, to climb. But to just take it, just winning tonight's game, not thinking about anything else but that, and really believing in themselves and knowing that they were a good team and much better than a team that was about to be swept, they were able to do it.
Well, one particular player that I definitely wanted to hear his insight was talking about Dave Roberts. I mean, just his preparation for Game 4 against the ALCS. I understand that he was really terrific in the clubhouse and kind of encouraging these guys to move forward and not to think of the past but live in the present.
Yeah, and his preparation for stealing that all-important base in Game 4.
In Game 4, yeah.
In the bottom of the ninth in Game 4 against Mariano Rivera. We talked to him, and he was quite explicit in his what he did to get ready a few innings beforehand, and it was really amazing because Fenway Park is a small park, and there's not a lot of amenities even with the renovations that they've done even back then. And for him to get ready, there's really no place to practice stealing a base during the game, and
right.
he also hadn't played in 10 days, so he was a little rusty, and it's a cold night, and he was just kind of running up and down the runway between the clubhouse and the dugout, trying to get his legs loose, to go into the game if anybody got on base in that inning.
Of course, okay, we're talking about Dave Roberts, just his preparation for stealing the most famous base of his career in the ninth inning of the ALCS Game 4. But what about Kevin Miller? Now, he wrote the foreword of the book, and he just talks about just what that infectious optimism and the team's pregame. What was the ritual of drinking whiskey? I mean, are you kidding me? Some Jack Daniels?
I think that started before Game 6 in New York, after they had won the two extra inning games in Boston. And at least for me, as a Red Sox fan, I really started to believe, like, they actually might do this. You know, they've come halfway. Kevin told me a story of, I guess at Yankee Stadium, they play highlight reels of past Yankee greatness on the Jumbotron while the opposing team takes batting practice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're trying to, like, psych them out or something. But it was a cold night. It was kind of misty and rainy. And the Red Sox, he said, we're not going to fall for that stuff on the screen. You know, we're going to take batting practice in the cages underneath. And I think he had, on his way to the cages, had spied, I don't know how it was there, but a big bottle of Jack Daniels. And apparently, I mean, he's told different versions of the story. It kind of started out like they all did a shot before the game. Once that got out and he got some bad press about that, he sort of changed his tune, you know, and said, no, it was just a sip or it was symbolic.
Uh-huh.
But I think I'm not sure if it was the whole team either, really. But it was, again, just them bonding together and coming together to overcome these odds. And apparently, I guess, you know, because they won that Game 6, they had to do whatever they did with the Jack Daniels. They had to do that before Game 7 and then each game of the World Series as well.
Alan Wood, author, is with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. The title of his book is Don't Let Us Win Tonight, an oral history of the 2004 Boston Red Sox. It was an impossible playoff run, an unforgettable October, no doubt about it. Can you give us a quick hit on Dr. William Morgan's description of that radical surgery that he performed on Curt Schilling's right ankle? Right, and that was right before the ALCS game, Game 6, and World Series Game 2, right?
Right, right. He actually performed the surgery twice. It really started out as a joke of what to do about Schilling's injury. Dr. Morgan, Theo Epstein, and Curt Schilling were all kind of talking around, and Theo said pretty much as a joke, like, why couldn't we just, like, staple this errant tendon back where it belongs? And Dr. Morgan went off and tried to find an instance of this ever being done before, and he couldn't find one. So it was really radical in that regard. And while the Red Sox were playing Game 4, getting ready for Game 4, he was off practicing the procedure on a cadaver at the local morgue. Came in the next day. And Schilling was completely up for it. He was going to do anything that he could to try to pitch again. And the thing that I really kind of realized again was that they really had no idea what was going to happen to him. I mean, he went out and threw a great game in Game 6, certainly, and did it again in World Series Game 2. But going out there for the first time, Theo Epstein was talking about, like, they didn't know if he was going to actually be able to walk, or if he was going to throw, like, one pitch and collapse, or if the Yankees were going to try to bunt on him and make him run off the mound. You know, they really had absolutely no clue what was going to happen that night.
Well, Red Sox fans will never forget watching the 2004 postseason, and now they can read exactly how it happened in the players' words. And the title of the book is Don't Let Us Win Tonight, an oral history of the 2004 Boston Red Sox impossible playoff run. Congratulations on the book. Alan, it's been a pleasure having you on, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Alyssa.
Big thank you to Alan Wood, who we were just talking to, the author of the Boston Red Sox, Don't Let Us Win Tonight. Also, all of our guests this evening, we appreciate them joining us. Dan McCarney from the San Antonio Express News. Hal Bodley, of course, his new book that's out is How Baseball Explains America. And Mike Eisenberg from Fox Sports Detroit, the coordinating producer with the Detroit Tigers. And if these walls could talk, go check out a copy of his book, Detroit Tigers. Myron Patton, the sports director from Fox 25, getting you set and ready for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder and the Memphis series in Game 4 on Saturday night, and Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell reminding you to don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. So long, everyone.